we've all had our little brush with fame in some way, shape or form. Maybe there's a family connection. Maybe there's some other reason why we say, aha, this is my connection to fame. About to meet Eileen Glynn, who lives in Perth, and she certainly, via her father, has a connection to fame. Namely, that he hung what is arguably one of the most famous doors in the world. The door you see at number 10 Downing Street, the official residence of the UK Prime Minister. Hello, Eileen.
Hello. How are you going, Chris?
We're doing extremely well. When your dad used to sit you on his knee and he would tell the story when something about the Prime Minister came on the news and say, I hung that door. Was it always an exciting story to hear about that?
It was a very exciting story to hear. I mean, even as a little girl, I realised that was the place where the person who ran England lived. And, yeah, my dad would give me a big squeeze and a hug and say, your dad hung that door, darling. Your dad, me. I did that. So, yeah, I thought it was a very special and important thing.
Well, there's no doubt that over the years you must have asked a lot more questions about that, because I kind of imagine at some time you'd have gone to the school and said, guess what, my dad did the door at number 10.
Well, yes, I would. It was definitely an item of interest at show and tell. I didn't get the resounding kind of response that I was anticipating, because I suspect that my audience, i.e. my teacher, would have thought, yeah, well, how could that be? You know, it's a very old door. How old could your dad be? And probably doubted the truth of the story.
Teacher must have thought something along the lines of, the door's got to be about 300 years old. But, of course, naturally, the door isn't 300 years old. Did your dad satisfy you absolutely that there was no question he had indeed hung that door?
Well, no, it wasn't my dad, you see. I mean, I didn't have any discussions with him later in life about it. And after he passed away, I suppose in my mind it was something that I'd always imagined that he just made up for my amusement, you know, to impress his little girl. But it was only after my mum died that I was going through an old shoebox that I came across what was a contract, which was the offer of contract to my dad to do the work. And I realised that, you know, I should have believed him all along and that it was true. And as I got access to the internet, it occurred to me to send an email to the people mentioned on the letterhead, Malum and Co. And they responded. And I'd scanned a copy of the contract and said, look, my dad claimed to have hung the 10 Downing Street door. I found this hard to believe, but looking at this contract, I think it might be the case. And a lovely man called Billy McNabb, who was on contract for 3 months, who was actually researching the archives of the company, decided to take it on as a bit of a research project. And he went through their archives and confirmed that massive renovations were done to 10 Downing Street, as they were to all of the parliamentary buildings around that time. And that included replacing the 10 Downing Street door. So let the record state, my dad, Patrick Alphonsus Glynn, hung the 10 Downing Street door. What a moment of glory.
Did you feel guilty? Because let's face it, there was a number of years that passed and you didn't believe him.
Look, I wouldn't go as far as to say I didn't believe him. I just thought, oh, how could that be possible? So I suppose it's one of those bittersweet moments where I wish I'd had that revelation sooner rather than later. I wish that my dad had got the contract out and just shown it to me and said, look at this. If you had any doubts, darling, here's proof I hung the 10 Downing Street door, you know?
Well, he did tell me he didn't have to prove it to you.
No.
He was your dad. He told you you should have believed him.
That's true. That's true.
Now, Eileen, what year was it? Can you remember? Does any of the documentation show?
It was, the contract of offer was 1962. And according to the archives, the work was done in 1963.
Okay, so basically this company, which, if I'm not mistaken, was it Malum and Company?
Yeah, John Malum and Co. I've actually been doing a bit more research today. And so I sent them an email in 2005. And in, I think it was 2006 or 2007, John Malum and Co. were taken over by some massive conglomerate. So,
as they are.
I was lucky I got in before that happened.
Well, it's good that the archives were kept. And I guess for something like that, apart from anything else, it has to do with history. Any idea how old the door was your dad replaced? Because obviously when he hung the door that now hangs at 10 Downing Street, the old door went. Any idea how old that door was?
No. I'm sorry, I have no idea, Chris. But what is of interest, I think, well, it's ironic, is the door that my dad hung was actually replaced, I think, in 1991 or 1992 as a result of an IRA threat, a mortar bomb, apparently.
That's right. It was after that they blocked 10 Downing Street off so you couldn't get down there in a vehicle, didn't they?
Yeah, and they had to put some armour-proof door up. So it's interesting that you know, a door hung by an Irishman had to be replaced.
Because other Irishmen were trying to blow it up.
Yes.
Do you think your dad would have appreciated that irony too?
I think he would have. But I think something else to note is that the whole of the building was gutted at that time. They basically just left the facade. And I think my dad would have done not just hung the 10 Downing Street door, he would have hung other doors and done other work inside the building. So I like to think there's still a lot of craftsmanship that's in 10 Downing Street and other associated buildings there. My dad also did a lot of work in Westminster Abbey as well around that time. So, yeah, there's bits of my dad's craftsmanship all over London.
Well, I would imagine some of it's going to last for an awful long time because I bet there's a heap of stuff inside number 10 that's never been replaced.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm correct in assuming, am I, that your father was a carpenter?
He absolutely was, yes. Very hard-working man, worked hard all his life. We migrated here in 1968, and my dad spent his lifetime literally putting roofs over the heads of the people of Perth.
So, heap of buildings around Perth, heap of houses around Perth with the roof that was carpentered by your dad.
Absolutely.
Hey, the type of wood that was used in the door on number 10... Mm-hmm. Did you ever find out what type of door it was? Because I would imagine it was fairly highfalutin. I mean, after all, we're talking about number 10. We're not talking about any old door here.
I believe it was oak.
Okay. So it would have been a heavy door too.
I imagine so, yes. When Dad came to Perth, though, he became a total Jarrah freak, which is also a very dense wood. And so I grew up with the smell of Jarrah all through my life, and so I've had this deep affection for the smell of Jarrah sawdust, because Dad had a workshop out the back and he was always building bits of furniture, and he transplanted his expertise in dealing with dense wood in the UK to dealing with dense wood in Western Australia.
So once he came to Australia, saw Jarrah, I thought, yep, this is my kind of wood.
Absolutely, yeah. I have some very solid coffee tables and stools and a lovely freestanding mirror that my dad made to remind me of him every day.
Well, it must give you a bit of a buzz. Thanks very much for talking to us too, Eileen. Appreciate that. But it must give you a bit of a buzz to know that after all these years, even though as a child you thought, yeah, well, okay, that's a good story that Dad's telling us, you absolutely confirmed it's true, that your father did indeed hang the door in 1962. That was at the front of number 10 Downing Street.
Absolutely. It was a moment of glory for my dad, my lovely, beautiful Irish father.
Good on you. Thanks very much for talking to us, Eileen.
My pleasure, Chris.
Eileen Glynn, her father, he hung the door at number 10 Downing Street.